Blog Talk Radio.
Blessing us with Luco to allow us to worship to his gift, the gift of music that God has placed in Luco. I really love it. I love your piano. I love your guitar. And thank you, Lord. Thank you that we have such a variety of talent in this beautiful rapture-centric family. And I don't want to embarrass you, Luco, but I sure am blessed by you.
I'm happy to bless you. Or at least
yeah, really.
God's
wonderful.
Blessing.
And I also know when you're an artist and you put yourself out there like that, it's very personal. So it's like really sweet that you trust us and share your stuff with us. I know Bill Oley's done the same thing. Bill Oley's holding back a little. He's got some more things. He you know, we have to twist his arm. But I get it. I mean, when you're an artist and it's from your heart, you know, and that's why I think it's so wonderful to worship too, because I can feel it. I can feel your the intensity of when you play, and so it blesses me. And that's what I like about music. It just touches me in different ways, and it's always the spirit of God that draws me in. But anyway, Luco, enough said. You're awesome, okay? And we appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's not like just because we play it every day. I just want you to know that it's just so such a blessing. I want to welcome Carol to the chat room, and we have three guests. And, you know, I probably won't kick you, but I'm so tempted. Can you please make a profile guest? We would really like to do that. Jesus really would like you to do that. He told me that he doesn't want anyone here to remain nameless. Okay, so I have no power here. I'm just a little bouncer. But, you know, Jesus wants you to make a name. So could you please do that? Okay, Joe Gretto, I'm so glad you're here, Jojo. Let's see, does he get a retard sticker? No, he's not called in, so no retard sticker for him. I haven't unmuted people yet. Again, Keith is going to take over after we're done here, Luco, for a little bit. I actually made myself go on a walk with my sister on NyQuil. It was awesome. I took lots of pictures. I'll send people, if you give me your email, I'll send you pictures I took while I was on the mountain. I climbed a mountain on NyQuil. It was so cool. But, yeah, I'm just feeling still feeling a little sick, and so anybody that calls in, just be the host, because this is not my gig. It's your church, and Jesus Christ is the pastor. You don't need me. It's fun that I get to be here, though. I love it. But I'm going to, stay in the chat room and hang out so I can rest my throat. But me and Luca are going to talk for a little bit and, get this retard party started. Right, Luca? So... I believe it's 2013 because I'm retarded. I believe
it's on Christmas 2013.
I believe, if you're going to believe the Lord, be ready to look like a fool, okay? And it doesn't just stop at 2013. I mean, be ready to just be played all day long. But he's shady. God's shady. You know what? He knows how I feel about him right now. And it's all good. I love him. But, I'm just seeing another side of God that I never saw before. Like, in my whole 28 years of knowing him and him, he's wonderful. I like his shady side. Don't get me wrong. Kenneth, I did not give you my cold. Kenneth is, listen, he's in the chat room and he's accusing me. Anyway, yeah, but hold on. So Jesus, I just have never seen him work. Like, how many days has it been, Luco, 150 or something, since God fell on Little John? I don't know. Someone do the math. How many days has it been?
150 too November... many.
Yeah. Okay. Well, someone do the math for me, November 19th, 2013 to today. How many days have I been sitting in my rapture pajamas waiting for the Lord? I'd like somebody to tell me. Anywho, but anyway, you guys, I know it's because we're at the end of time. I'm glad he didn't reveal this side of his character to me, because it wouldn't have been good. So I don't even know how to explain what I just said, but trust me, I know what nobody else says, and it's awkward. Okay, so Kenneth, welcome to the chat room. Kenneth says he feels like crap. You know this is church. Do you feel comfortable saying crap in the chat room or what? Okay. people here, they're like trailer park. I mean, come on. What is this, the crap room, Kenneth? Come on, Kenneth. Well, anyway, like Luco said, if Jesus was here, he'd be born under a trailer with the raccoons, so it's all good. Okay. Luco, give yourself a retard sticker on the butt. Good job, boy. Wait.
You have to present it to me, though. I can't present it to myself.
Oh, bouncer jackass, present to you by location. No, hold on. Luco Evans. On behalf of RCC and the church and all the angels watching and Jesus Christ, I just want to congratulate you on bilocating before the rapture. You have not only proven your faithfulness to RCC, but you have been able to be in the chat room and on the phone. And for that, I present to you this award sticker. Please place it on your right hand, your forehead, or your butt cheek.
Oh, thank you. I would have found it.
I don't know why that made me laugh. See, you're not supposed to laugh at your own stuff, but that made me laugh. I'm sorry. Shut up. No one else is laughing. Okay.
Shut up.
I want to welcome Alana to the chat room.
I want to, Ilana, I'm going to get to your email. I'm going to read it about all the shady stuff you send me. I want to welcome Raina from Canada to the chat room. I want to welcome Michelle to the chat room. And Rojo, Jojo. And Roman to the chat room. Jesus loves you, and so do I. And I'm Bubby Jean, and I eat human tuna. And I love you. And I'm getting glorified tuna today in heaven.
Okay. So,
Judy.
Thank you, Bob. You know, I don't like that cat. You know, it's like, it's okay if he talks for like a minute, but you know, just on and on and on. It's just, it's a very high voice. It's very shrilling. You know, it's shrill to my ears. It makes me want to chunder. You know what I mean when I say chunder? Yes?
Oh, yes, chunder. Yes, like clam chunder. Yeah?
Yes, clam chunder. Certainly. I don't like it. And I'm not, you know, I'm the grumpy side of the family. But, you know, I think others would agree with me that we can't have a high-pitched sound like that. But it's almost like when we hear Pastor Leroy, the puppet talk. I mean, we can't hear that for too long because we can almost feel the pain in his throat, you know, buckling up to the top, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Luca, you're not as retarded today. Here, go slap yourself. Go eat a can of oysters and come back.
I'm very drowsy right now. Very drowsy. But thank you for the oysters.
I have some dirt. I have dirt on Roman. My name is Donna. Judy's sick, okay? And I just killed the cat. And I just want to tell you that Luca is going
to church.
He's going to church, Luca is. I want to tell RCC he's going to go volunteer for the Awanas. I mean, heaven forbid, what's going to happen? I don't know. You're backsliding if you're going to church, Luca. That's all I have to say.
No, honestly, I made up for it because I'm already going to be getting in trouble. He told you that story.
Yeah, he did tell me a pretty shady story before the show, but we don't need to talk about that because that would only stumble the people.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Funny, because me and Wattop, you and the leader of the Raptor-centric cult leader are fighting me in a rivalry, and I'm like, what did I do?
Did you hear that?
About Wattop and fighting
okay, Little John, God has told him to do wrestling characters, so he's made RCC Church, and he's made Blah as a wrestler, and he's made different people, and he just now gave an update. He was having a match between Luco, Blah, and Mr. Rapture-centric, right?
Yeah, Mr. Rapture-centric and Luco were fighting, and I just lost.
I hope I won.
Oh, so Little John lost. Who won? Luco just wants to know who won. Luco, you won. You won.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad Blah's on in the chat room. But, you know, this is the kind of spiritual stuff that God has Little John doing. And people are wondering, we haven't heard from Little John. Is he okay? Yes, he's doing great. He just, you know, God had his season of preaching back in November, December, January, and then God had him prophesying, and now God has him doing wrestling matches with Jesus. He's made Jesus characters, and he makes RCC people. He loves RCC, just so you guys know, just because he's not on the air, you know. He'll interrupt me every now and then and tell me what he's doing with his wrestling characters. But, you know, he's 10, and I happen to respect a 10-year-old prophet. Okay, get close in so they can hear you. Okay, he's going to tell you something.
So what are the rapture people and the game turned on the WWE universe? And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
The sound of sweet heaven there, you know. Nothing but heaven. 10-year-old bliss. Shut up, Luco.
Sorry. Didn't mean to offend anybody.
Okay, so we have Keith is on the phone, and we have Christine, Pina, yay. We have yay. Leah,
can you do me a favor and unmute everybody except Keith?
Okay, I will, but I'm not going to unmute
Keith will have his time.
I have to give a roving round of applause to Tana. She hosted the morning show. Round of applause. I'm personally not going to say thank you because it's not my show. Jesus Christ for doing that because, you know, I pay for both the shows, but it's no big deal. It's my pie money. I've lost like 20 pounds already just from not eating pie. So praise God for two shows. Anyway,
Oh my goodness. But
I just wanted to say, I know. I did. I lost. I gained 30 rapture pounds, okay? And I've lost 20. I've got tend to go, but I
just
I
from not eating pie.
Yes, I tell you, but listen, the Lord told me He liked me a chubby little cherub, and so I
think
tried
your body like
time.
Works itself out if you lose 20 pounds just from not eating pie.
I know,
like,
it's
quite, pretty crazy. Usually you have to work it off or something, but you just kind of like
lost
the weight.
I've got quite a high metabolism because I used to be.
Oh, so do I.
Nasty.
I know what you mean. I'm so used to everybody being like, "Hey, you're not gonna have that when you're older." You know, you're like an old rapture hag, you know. So I figured your high metabolism wouldn't have been still in effect.
You know, you're right. I'm 45, and I'm a stay-at-home rapture hag. I stay in my pajamas. I fluctuate between my Minnie Mouse, my SpongeBob, and my bunny pajamas. And it is unusual that I could drop weight that much. And I hope maybe I'm dying of cancer. I mean, really. I mean, that would be wonderful.
You hope you're dying of cancer?
No offense. I mean, it could be. I mean, who would drop weight that fast? And my hair's falling out, too. So it actually is. I was brushing it, and, like, a bunch of hair was coming out. But I think it's because I didn't brush it for, like, a week, you know?
Either that or have cancer and you're actually, like, going to die of cancer.
Don't say that because then Keith will get on the phone and start Judy, and I'll get annoyed.
I think it's the yellow fever. Don't worry, I'll counter their prayers. I'll pray their prayers away.
Yeah. Okay, but I just want to say thank you to Tana because I listened to the morning show. It was wonderful. Thank you for all the brides that call in. It's wonderful. I don't want to cancel shows because we don't have a host. Dustin says he'll be back tomorrow, but we fired him. We got together as an RCC board. And me and my cat Bubs, and we told him he's only allowed to call in and talk the whole time, but he can't host it because what if he sleeps in and he's just done it too many
at
times?
At 10 o'clock a.m., which is pathetic. Sorry. Just
I know.
That
so
out.
He was cool with it. He's like, okay, cool. So if Tana and Michelle or anyone else wants to start hosting the morning show, that'd be awesome. And Dustin will call in and stuff. He is tomorrow. But it's just that it's too iffy with him, and it's not really his fault. He's got a situation at home, too, that it's kind of weird. So just everybody know that he's with us still. He did not abandon us, but that works out better for him, too. And if Tana or Michelle or anyone else can't host it, let me know. And then I'll give you Dustin's number, and then he'll do it if he absolutely has to. But it's just, it's a difficult, you know, you guys, a lot of us are paying a price for doing what we're doing, radically obeying. Dustin's one of those people, okay? So is Luco. I mean, everybody in some way in this church, that's why we've come together. We're like a shelter for one another. We have paid a price to get where we're at. Now, let me not too much about that because Jesus paid it all, okay? It's effortless. But what I'm saying is our faith has brought us to a place where we have challenges. But they're God-inspired. So God's allowed it all. But He's so gracious to not only hold us during the trials of faith that He's bringing us, but He's also giving us each other. I mean, this is such a gift to have RCC. I mean, it is. I appreciate it every day. But see, I'm an old donkey, so I know how important this is. Like, I know because I've been in the church for 28 years. You know, I know what it's like. And this is the best thing ever I have ever had in my entire 28 years of walking with the Lord to have this body. So I appreciate it. When my electricity, my internet went out like a few nights ago and I got disconnected from the chat room and I really felt like my stomach dropped. Like I was like, oh my God, I'm disconnected from my family. It was horrible. I called Comcast. I'm like, what happened? It was horrible. I was freaking out. And anyway, just we're blessed. You know, there's people in the underground church right now. Like I've smuggled Bibles to China, Vietnam underground, but just they don't, it's very hard. Their life is threatened if they meet. And I've seen these firsthand in my travels. So we are just so blessed here. And anyone that wants to be a blessing in the morning show, you know, God doesn't need me to be getting up at 7. And you know, He even told me, He goes, I want you to sleep in. This isn't, you know, I don't run this. Like, this church is run by Jesus Christ, and it's run by the people. So, you know, there you have it. He birthed it through Little John and through my experience, but, you know, that's about it. You know, I hope everyone takes ownership of being a part of this church, and you're really blessed when you do. I think Tana will say and Michelle will say they've both hosted the morning show, and it's a blessing. You get blessed for it. What do you think, Luco? Mm-hmm. You get blessed? You get persecuted too, but hey, Percy Whack, there's nothing like it, okay? Everyone quit complaining about all your persecution, okay? I call it Percy Whack. I learned that term from a friend. And it's you get whacked. Persecution whack is wonderful. Jump into it. Thank God for it. He's the one that's allowed it. He's the one that's holding you. He allows persecution to come against you. And quit whining about it and embrace it and say, thank you, Lord, that I can suffer for your righteousness' sake. What a blessing. And then just get really super stoned and crapped out in God's spirit. See, that's what I do. And it's fun. Like, the more Percy I get, the more whack I get in the Holy Spirit. And it's real. It's not like some made-up emotionalism, you guys. It's the real Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of mighty Jehovah God. When you follow him radically and obediently and you keep him number one, you're going to have trouble. Yes, you are, okay? You are going to have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, and it's the best trouble you can ask for. The kind of trouble I hate is when I get myself in trouble for being stupid, like my own stupid self. But when you get in trouble for following God and doing the best you can to your ability to follow him, there's a blessing. You go to bed with a clean conscience. You're blessed. You're blessed in the morning. You're blessed all day long, okay? But there's this underlying sense of who you are that nobody can mess with, okay? Yeah, you might not have a perfect day, but there's an underlying core sense of who you are, and nobody can take that from you. I don't know why I'm going off. Help me, Luke. Go help me.
I got nothing.
All right. Well, Luca,
like,
inspired a video.
Your answer, nice, Judy. It's okay. It's okay. Just let it flow.
Okay. Yeah, because it's really weird preaching to a wall, and I don't really like it. Anyway, I want to welcome Gemma to the chat room. Radio is awkward. I don't blame people for not wanting to call in, but I encourage you to, because I'm sitting here. It's awkward when you're talking and, like, you're just not seeing anyone, but you're just, like, looking at your wall, and my wall's white, and so I feel like I'm in, like, a psych ward.
Picture us on your wall, like.
The white coats are coming to get me.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for everyone for making the morning show. You know, it was Tana's first time, and you just made it wonderful. She did a great job, and I love her. Anyway, she's not being a retard today. She doesn't get a sticker because she's on the phone, but she's not in the chat room, which makes me think she's probably working, which we should give her a sticker for that, you know, just for working.
And listening while you're working, that's a pretty nice sticker.
Yeah, that's true. That should be a triple sticker, huh? Butt cheek, right hand,
yeah,
and forehead. So before I bring everybody on the line, Luco, I'd like to play a worship song to get this party started. What do you think? Home Sweet Home, Kickstart My Heart, God You Reign, or Paradise City?
Let's do Kickstart My Heart.
Okay. Kickstart My Heart. We are going to play that by Motley Crue. We're going to worship the Lord to kickstart my heart. Okay. Praise you, Jesus. We love you. We welcome you here. We thank you that we get together until you come to get us. We thank you that you're coming today. We thank you that we are fully appreciative that your wonderful presence is here and you're leading and guiding your church, and we love you, Jesus, and we're so excited to see you, and we want you to know that of all the people on the face of this earth, we are saying welcome. We are, like, we're so excited to see you, and I just love to say that out loud because you're so awesome. Amen, 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 and amen again. Thank you, Luca, for your colorful selection for us. Wonderful to worship God to any all music, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I just want to say, Keith, I know you're listening. I haven't unmuted you yet. Can you write down all the names? Everyone on the line right now, it's Pat, Leah, Christine, Luca, and me, of course. And can you write this down, Keith? Can you not forget to play telephone with Roman tonight? So Roman's on my heart. Let's just, we got to encourage each other. And if anyone ever wants telephone to be played on you, just tell us. Just tell us and we'll play it. We all need days where we need that played on us. So don't, you know, trust me. Just say it, okay? So if you need it, say it. So Roman, we want to play that with him tonight, encourage him. And anyone else, just say it. And if not, the Lord will probably, sometimes he just puts people on my heart too. But it's better just to let your needs be known. You know, we're a family here. We love each other. Some of us have challenges, and we have more challenging days than others at times, and we just lift each other up. I just want to welcome James91 to the chat room. We're so glad you're here. And we just miss you when you're not here. So I'm glad you're here. I got to know James91 a little better in chat late last night. It was cool. Anyway. I want to read a beautiful email that Alana gave me. I know she won't care. Alana, if you care, say don't read it in the chat room. You sent it to me on the 14th, and I've been meaning to read it. So she's not saying I don't care, Judy, so that means I can read it and I can expose her. Okay, and then I'm going to be done. Okay, so Alana is just a beautiful sister in the Lord. I love her deep waters. She goes very deep in the Lord. Okay, ready? Here it is. My Lord, it is Passover, and this was 4:14, so it was the 14th. The angel of death will pass over you and yours. Your children will be spared, and you will walk with me. Will you speak further, Lord? Your servant is listening. Okay, then God says, listen to the wind, how it howls. A great storm approaches. The Father's great storm approaches. My Lord, you are so full of compassion. How difficult this must be. Yes, and joyous. We create again. We build anew. The end of the age has come. So many of my saints have come to redemption in this church age. Others have been tortured and killed. This age takes back what was freely given. It robs me of my children. They know not me and my Father. They know not the way to eternal life. Some do. Some always have, but very few. The old lines have died off. The great ones have passed. Only young students like yourself. The trees you see, you will not see them leaf out. You will not see the summer. Will you, wow. Will you see Easter Day? I can feel you wonder this, though you do not ask directly. I feel this throughout your soul. You came here to write because you wanted to be near to me, because you love me, and that is good. But in the back of your mind, you still wanted dates. Please forgive me, Lord. I have no excuse but a child. That's Alana speaking. Yes, but a dear one. Your childhood is as dear to me as your own children are to you. Have you prayed for souls today? Oh, my Lord, I have been negligent. I pray. My Lord, surely you hear all prayers, even from one so small. Such a fragile world. A star sapphire, my dear, the place of salvation where the cornerstone shall be laid. I am the cornerstone, the righteous judge. All power and might rest within me. I am a loving judge. I do not execute. You, your people, for whom you pray, they execute. I am sorry, Lord. I grieve for the people. I grieve for the poor. I pray for those for whom the truth has been clouded over. Yes, they will see me, but will they know of my love, or will they fear me? Will my people love me, or are they waiting for Santa and a sleigh, waiting for me to, makes me want to cry, waiting for me to pour out my gifts? I have an offering to pour out. It's a mixed cup. Gifts for my children, pain for those who will not hear. It grieves. I would that every soul be with me. My prayer is for your intentions, my love, for your intentions, and so it shall be eventually. But now there is grievous work to do, as at Calvary, grievous and bloody work to do. You and yours, your beloved church, will be spared this. This is bringing me to tears because God told me early on that this, what he's about to do, was hard, is just as hard as going to the cross. And he actually told me it was harder because when he went to the cross, he was broken. His body was broken, but now he's going to be seeing people in the tribulation get broken, and that hurts him. It's harder. It's a very tough time for the Lord. So RCC as a church, we're comforting him by loving one another and loving his appearing. It's giving the Lord strength to do what he needs to do. I know you guys might not think that. You might think, oh, God's God. He's all powerful. He doesn't need us. No, he actually appreciates us. He thanks us for being bipolar with him, for sitting with him and being there, you guys, being with him. So this word, Alana, is just lovely. I'm not done. Here she can, Alana continues, I love, and this is what God's saying, I love you all so dearly, so fully, so profoundly. You are a joy to my heart, yet nothing will take the bloody sword from my hand. Nothing can stay the Father's will. It has been such from the beginning. I am the Redeemer, the Savior, the shining jewel, the first of them that slept. But I did not sleep. I rose by my Father's will alone. I saw the glory, and I am the glory. I reside in all human hearts. You must gird yourself. Stand fast. It will be a mighty storm that covers all. Do you still hear me, Luca? Can you guys hear me?
Sorry, my phone was down on speaker. Yeah, we can hear you.
No, okay, I'm almost done here, but it's beautiful. Okay, so here it goes. And then this is Alana speaking now. Because as you can tell by what I'm reading, she talks and then God talks and then she talks. Okay, so she's like, oh, my Lord, is there anything I should do? And then he says, no, all is as it should be. You will be where I have determined you would be. My other children are all accounted for. It grieves me that so many lives will be lost in terror without salvation, but I am full of mercy. My Lord, as in all your hands, my Lord, my Lord, all is in your hands. I trust you. I ask not the day. I have said it was Thursday before Calvary at Gethsemane. You will meet me, for I still ask that this cup be taken away. Your heart breaks hearing this. It breaks for me. It breaks for the world. It breaks for all, but my love, it has been this way from the foundation. There shall be a new foundation without pain. Oh, can't wait for this. Without lies, without murder or loss, full of wonder and joy and freedom and beauty and love. We have a lot to look forward to, you guys. Had to interject that. This is almost over, so hang in there. Everyone that's feeling weary today, hang in there. Listen to this word that Alana got from the Lord. Hang in there, you guys. This really is happening. We really are leaving. It's not some head game. It's not some pretend game. God is really coming. I want to encourage you. I'll continue. Far more than you would want for yourself. I will give you this blessed hope. It is upon you. Just a few days now before Calvary. This is a sign. You hear me. When you write, you hear me. The clock stopped. Time will cease. It was my sign to you. You felt a small earthquake, a small shaking. The foundations you would not grieve with me. You are the blessed hope, my love, the fullness of God. Do you mean that? You know my heart best, Lord. I come quickly. You sit waiting. So you shall wait this week. You will see further signs. You will know that the moment not catch. Okay, sorry. You will know that the moment not catch you forgetful of my grace. Please, my Lord, do not leave me. I love you. You will see me. You will touch me. Listen to the wind, how it howls. This is but a precursor. Oh, my Lord, I ask you to redeem all souls. They are redeemed, but not instantly. After all have matured. I'll save the violent, the liars, the murderers. They will be bound and then destroyed for all to witness and be glad. Then all will be as my Father wills. I love you, dear one. Go back and read this. Send it forth. My dear Jesus, is this your word? My dear little one, it is from me. Alana, thank you. Thank you so much for being such a beautiful servant. Everyone in this church is so beautiful, but Alana, you blessed me so much. I've been meaning to read this since April 14th, but I got sick and I was on NyQuil and I was just not out of it. But I just, what a gift that we have this word, and really touched while I was reading it. So my throat hurts and my head hurts, and I am excited to listen to everybody right now. So I'm going to unmute everybody. Keith is going to take over, and everybody that's on the line take over, you know, as well, but Keith will help keep order and stuff like that. But anyway, Keith, if you could just make a quick note, again, not to forget to play telephone on Roman before the show's over, and then Keith, if you can just text me when you want me to play a song, that'd be awesome. And let me think, anything else? Is anyone else on the line? Okay, no one's on the line, so I'm unmuting Keith. I'm so glad you're here, Keith. And, you know, you guys, say thank you to Keith. Keith struggles in his health, and he's been doing the show, but he hasn't really been feeling well. And so you wouldn't know that by listening to him laugh and talk, but he actually really struggled yesterday when he did the show when I wasn't feeling well. And I just, we're so blessed, Keith. Thank you for doing what you do, even though you're not feeling well. And Christine, I'm letting you on. And Keith, Christine says that she has something to share. She sent me an inbox. Pretty cool. So, hi, Christine, you're here. Leah, you're here. Thank you for your beautiful heart and your words for all the people all the time, Leah. And Leah, tell us when we should play telephone on you, because you're always giving beautiful words. You might need it once in a while. And I'm going to unmute Pat. Okay, so hi, that's all who's on the line. I love you guys. There you have it. I'm going to mute myself and take a rest while I listen and stay in chat.
Okay, we love you.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Keith.
Hey,
Keith.
Hey, Leah, Luco, are you there?
Luco? Hi, guys.
Yeah, I'm here,
Love you all.
Yeah. Hope everybody's doing good today. And, yeah, we'll do the telephone later on, Roman.
Sure.
And Ken's not feeling bad in the chat room, so we'll maybe say a prayer for him as well. So,
okay.
Luco, love, what's going on with you, baby? What's shaking?
I'm sitting here drinking coffee and just chilling.
Okay. Your guitar was so good. That was just, gosh, you could be in a big band making big money. I mean, when I listen to your stuff, it sounds like I'm listening to a professional, like, group play. It's, like, amazing. You're really talented. It's great stuff.
Thanks, man.
I know, and you're so young. He's only, like, 13, and look how good he plays.
Oh, 14.
Okay, sorry. He's challenged. You know, Judy was talking about people that are challenged. Lucas, he's challenged and stuff, but he's still playing the guitar, so I'm impressed with him.
Yeah, one thing I'm good at.
Yeah, you know, we've heard that. I know. You're good, though. I mean, you're really, like, it seems like you're, I can just feel like your energy comes through when you play the guitar, like, because you're not like a, you know, you're more of a quieter person, so all your personality comes through when you play. I learned more about you playing the guitar than when you're chatting.
Oh, really? That's pretty intense then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can feel your energy for that, and it tells me a lot more about your personality and stuff. Even in that video when you were playing and we were watching you, like, I could just see a lot more about you, and you weren't even saying anything. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
So you play the guitar?
I want you to ask before you can feel my energy now, though, okay? No, I'm just kidding.
No. I'm the CEO. Remember that. I have all stories. Judy said today she had no power and she was totally worthless and blah, blah, blah. But I have all the power because I'm the CEO. So, no.
God gives you.
You need to send me a text.
Jesus,
like,
and our partner's back.
Warning you. I'm about to tune into your frequency and find out all your secrets. Just a warning.
I love finding out Luca's secrets. Yeah, because then you've got stuff on them. It's totally cool, you know? Yeah.
We love you, Luca.
We do. He's underage, but we love him. I mean, normally I only allow 21 and over on the radio, but he's underage. So we'll let him on here. The only exception would be Little John, because he's very smart and everything else, but Luca's basically not even of age. I think you have to be 21 to be on the radio in the United States or something.
Are you dumb?
Kat, do you have to be 21 to be on the radio or not?
I don't like you being
baby. Why don't you sing for us, Luco? Can you sing?
I don't like
guitar?
To sing.
What do you do? Guitar, piano? Piano is so difficult. It's amazing, you know, the piano on top of guitar. It's like, wow, that's like a whole other world.
Yeah,
you know?
You have to do more piano for us.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't even really want to put that other one up. Judy kept prying it out of me, so.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh,
what do you
God.
Wear when you play the piano, Luco? You wear your, like, Alfred.
I wear a Beethoven wig.
That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking. I pictured you in that. It was kind of weird. It's so you. Pat, what's going on?
I hunch
oh,
over
okay.
when I
I'm
play.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Say that.
I'm all,
what, Luca,
I look like a warlock dude. I'm like, oh, I like hunch over and put my hands way up over my head when I play. You know?
I know, it's so you. I think when you're old, like when I have visions of you being older, that's what I see you looking like. Grouchy old man.
Oh, really? It's a good thing I'm not going to be old.
Hands over your
Thank
head.
Goodness.
Like you, Keith.
Very young.
I'm just kidding.
Thank, I'm getting, Pat and I are getting younger. We're doing like the reversal.
Oh, being younger
yeah.
would be great.
It's
I'll
like
be 71
curious,
in 6 months.
The curious case of... Like, what's that movie about the guy that's, like, born an old man? Like, it's younger
no.
as he grows up. What's that called?
I think in heaven, too, you go back to heaven, I think, like, from all the things I've seen in heaven, usually people are in their, like, late 20s or sometimes early 30s. But usually it's, like, the best age. I think it's usually those late 20s. So that means, Luca, that's probably why he's not going to be Maybe they're not letting him in for a while or something. I don't know.
Oh.
You got to be
No, I'm
going to
be in purgatory until I'm old enough to go into heaven.
And then he goes to heaven. Yeah, that's a good
like,
one.
I need to see an ID for you to come in here. It's like trying to get in like a bar or something. Like, let me see your ID. All right, you can come in.
Leah, are you on the line? Leah.
She doesn't want to talk to you, Keith.
Leah.
I'm here.
Hi,
What's
sweetie.
Going on? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. We're so glad you're on. And Tana, I don't think Tana's on the line. We just want to do a shout-out for Tana for doing the morning show because Tana has a great radio voice, by the way, too. I told her that. Some people have, like, really good radio voices. She does. It's, like, it's really easy to understand her, and she's got a really good voice. And I told her she should do the radio because she's got a lot to say. Super interesting. And she carries it. Her and Christine carry the morning show. They're like, I think their deal is to get, like, the famous girls, you know, together and then, like, basically split off. You know, I think I'm kind of feeling some undercover shady stuff going on with them, too. I think they're going to start their own radio show, and then they're going to break off. And they're, like, change the RCC, whatever. They'll change it and then just break off from us. And then we'll, you know, destroy our whole RCC.
Hope so. No,
they're shady. Tana's shady, and Christine's even shadier. But we do love her. Christine, you there?
Yeah, hey.
Oh, shady.
Hi, honey.
Hey, we didn't know you heard that. Luca was saying you were shady, Christine. Luca was saying you were shady. We
no,
love
I didn't.
You,
my husband wants to say thank you, but he's got, like, three kids jumping on him right now.
Say hi to Aaron, everybody.
Aaron.
He wants to say thank you. Get Papa, okay? Get Papa, okay?
Say hi to Aaron. I told you to say hi. We love you, Aaron.
They're saying hi. If he's like, everybody off of Daddy right now. He wants to come and say thank you, of course. And okay, let me tell you real quick before he does that.
Hey, first, the only way to ask you, Christine, are you and Tana trying to take over the show and start your own show and break off? Because this is the rumors that we were hearing that you're, like, becoming so famous in the morning times that you guys are – You think you're better than us now, and you're trying to break off.
oh, really? Yeah, I love Tana. I called in this
She's
morning.
Awesome.
Something was wrong with my phone. I called in this morning, though, to share, well, part one of what I was going to tell you guys right now that was like, wow. But, yeah, I love her. She's awesome. Shout out to Tana if she's listening. And then my phone got disconnected. Pat, I don't know if you were on, but I couldn't hear anybody. So forgive me if I just kind of, like, went silent.
No, honey,
it wasn't because I was
right.
like. Yeah, I was just like, it wasn't me. It was, I don't know. It was my phone. Maybe it was the Lord
don't
who was like, okay,
no,
be silent.
Honey, no.
No. But, yeah,
go
my husband's
going
to come on and say thanks. You know, everybody, I mean, he was just so blessed, and I'll let him tell you guys that. But this morning, he's. Sorry, it's loud because he's bringing the garbage cans up from this morning. Okay, so, this morning, first of all, tonight, Atlanta Braves are playing Philadelphia and Miami Heat's playing Philadelphia. Woo, woo, okay?
Wow.
Rhodey's son got that we were being taken during a Miami Heat game, and I thought it was super cool about Atlanta Braves because that's what I was going to tell everybody is that the Lord had given me years ago, like I think I only had, like, Presley. I mean, I had my oldest daughter and then Presley. Like, it had to be, like, 5 years ago or more. Well, anyway, he gave me a vision, and it was the Tower of Babel, and it was coming down and everything like that. And then right after that, he gave me an A, and it looks like the Atlanta Braves A. And I was like, okay, well, you know, and for a long time, I was telling them this morning on the show, for a long time, I would look at license plates and be like, God, are you going to show me something? Like, what's going on? And I never really got, you know, any more insight about that. So sometimes in the Bible, like, you know, like even with Mary, like the mother of Jesus and everything, like she would say, okay, well, I'm just going to, like, the Lord would give her something or an angel would give her a message. And then you would read, well, I'll just ponder that in my heart. You know, like, I'm just going to tuck that away, you know. And then when he, so anyway, I thought this was super cool because I called this morning to tell about that story about the Tower of Babel, which obviously it was, I knew that was, like, destruction of Babylon. Like, I knew judgment was coming to the earth, and the Lord was opening my eyes to the time that we were in and everything like that. Well, then with the A, I just never understood, and I called in a couple of weeks ago because I was going down to Atlanta with my kids to the zoo, and the zoo is right next to the Atlanta Braves Stadium, and I didn't even think anything about it until I saw the A again, and I saw the A, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, maybe this is the day we're going to get taken because – I haven't thought about the A, and I see the A, and, like, I called in with Jason and Dustin, and they were like, okay, well, let us know, and, you know, all these other little events that were happening, I was kind of sharing with them. Well, obviously, you know, here I am right now. That didn't happen. So today I found out that on opening night of the Braves, the American flag caught on fire. Opening night was, like, a few days ago. And I just found out that the American flag caught on fire. And last week, when that didn't happen at the zoo, I was praying about it. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what the A means and everything like that. The closest thing that I got was, like, an atomic bomb. Like, I knew it was, like, again, going along with judgment with the Tower of Babel. And then I just saw on the news, like, literally, like, an hour ago, that the American flag caught on fire on opening night at the Atlanta Braves Stadium. And that the person who was giving the news, because I don't watch worldly news, I watch, you know, prophetic news and everything like that, was like, this is a sign from God to everybody that the land of the free and the home of the braves is to be no more.
Wow.
And I had to share that with y'all.
Wow, that's
screaming.
Pretty heavy.
I was like, oh, that's what it is. So that just happened.
Wow. How did it catch on fire?
Yeah, seriously. I don't know the details of it. And they're like, oh, it was an accident, like, you know, whatever. I don't know if it got close to, like, the lights or whatever it was. You know, people were just passing it off. But it was like,
no.
And I knew. I mean, as soon as I heard the news report, I was freaking. I was, like, jumping up and down. I was like, I just told my husband. Y'all, I know you guys believe me with these stories because, like, you guys are the only people I can talk to about this that, like, my husband listens and he gets it, but he's like, well, yeah, I got nothing, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, let me call my RCC family. So I just told him that my girlfriend tells me at lunch today, we went to, like Chick-fil-A with the kids, and she tells me that her mom had something with the Tower of Babel, too, and the Lord, I don't know, there was something with that and Atlantis. And so I start freaking out. I'm like, did you say Atlantis? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, so I tell her my story, which she knew about the A thing anyway because she went to the zoo with us that day, but I never told her about the Tower of Babel and how everything kind of tied in. So, of course, when I found this out, I called her right away. But I was just, so when I found out, I'm like, I told my husband, oh, my gosh, look at this. And he starts cracking up on the bed because when I tell him, like, babe, are you getting anything? Are you getting anything? You know, like, what's the Lord saying about this? And then he was like, no, I don't have anything. That's when I came back from Chick-fil-A and I told him about my girlfriend's mom getting the same thing. What are the odds that,
yeah,
like,
right,
someone I know's mom's going to get, like, the Tower of Babel and then Atlantis, and then I got Tower of Babel and A.
Hello?
And then he's like, No, I'm not making a correlation. You know, I don't feel like the Lord told me anything. And I was like, okay. And then, like I said, like 5 minutes after that, I see the news report, and I start screaming, ah! And he comes in, and he's like, what? And he sees the news report, too. And then he, like, falls on the bed laughing hysterically because he's like, oh, my gosh, like, this stuff happens to you all the time. Like, it's so cool. So, anyway,
oh,
very
wow.
significant, and I just thought
yeah.
I'd share those things. So
thank
I think
you.
We out, like, we're out this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I think we're out.
We're out
Boy.
By Easter.
Wow.
So, anyway, that's
thank
my deal.
You,
okay,
sweetie.
Now, let me, hold on. Okay, I'm done talking. He knows once I get going, he just went back in to start dinner. He's
hey,
like,
that's
oh,
okay.
She's starting on a story.
That's okay.
Okay, here he is. Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, is anyone there?
Well, we're here.
Okay, this is me. I'm Aaron, and I don't know how to act, so my wife tells me what I need to do. She said I need to say thank you, which I do because you guys are, like, super awesome, and everybody was, like, right on last night with
all
you had to say. So I just want to say thank you very much for your, for your telephone, for all the words that you got. And some of you guys were just like, if you could just email me that, that would be super. That would really be super. If you could just
Luke
email me what you heard,
that,
if you're
so
there, like, Tana. What's that?
Luke goes in charge of typing everything out, and so he'll send it to you in the mail or whatever.
He's the bomb. Luco, make sure you get it in my email inbox because it's super
helpful
and I need to refer back to it. Especially, I mean, some of you guys were just like, it was, wow. So anyway, thank you. You guys are super awesome, and God bless you. Mucho, mucho, blesso. Mucho.
Bless you.
Oh, thank
that,
you, sweetie.
It helped
you, too.
Aaron. Yeah.
You bet.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, my headache didn't go away because I think the only, because it needed to be gone through, I think it was I didn't have any coffee or sweets that day. And I had had a lot of coffee and a lot of sweets over the weekend. And so my body just kind of needed to go through withdrawal. So I had a little bit of sugar today, but I didn't have any caffeine. So I've got to kind of wean myself next time. So thank you, guys. You're awesome.
Okay, we love you.
We think we all got good stuff on Aaron, too. That was the problem. No, I didn't. Did you like that music?
Let's see, Keith. I just want to let you know, Luco has dropped. He had to go do something at home. I mean, he's listening, but he's at home. So I just want to tell you who's on the line. It's Christine, Leah, Pat, you, and Anna. And then can we play telephone for Roman? All right, whatever. Don't talk about Roman. Yeah.
You just go sit back on the couch. I'm taking over. Thank you, honey.
I have a message for Roman.
We love Judy. We love her.
We do. We love Judy to pieces. Thank God for
her. I like her ministry.
Or none of
her
would be.
I know. She's got like a cool... Judy's ministry, the Lord was telling me, she's resting in him. And that... So like God was telling me her ministry is all about resting. And that,
yes.
So she sleeps until 1 o'clock every day. And then
that's
she goes to couch. And that's how you do it. I love her. You know?
Yep.
People
you got
her,
it.
And tease her for it. Because I think sometimes it's weird... Sometimes with, you know, you want to be like a worker bee in the God's kingdom. And then I think other times you should rest in him. And I can tell that, like, Judy spent a lot of her life as a worker bee. And I can tell, Pat, you were probably a worker bee for a long time. And I know I've always been worker bee, you know, where you want to do a lot for the Lord. And you always want to, you know, you want to go bear a lot of fruit, which is really important. I think there's a lot of people out there that need to bear more fruit, for sure, out of all the Christians. But sometimes, you know... You just need to rest, too. you know, rest in the Lord. You know, let
I'm
him.
I'm so burned out. I have to rest.
I know, Pat. I was thinking that today.
I've been
I was
for a
about,
ride,
like,
honey. I've been for a ride for a long time. I need to rest.
And I was thinking, like, of, you know, like, bearing fruit and working and then versus resting, but I kind of got this flash of the bride, and the bride right now is so exhausted that
yes.
they
yes.
want to just sit down by the train station and wait for the Lord, you know?
Yeah.
You know
but we
mean?
Still pray. We're still prayer warriors, and
no,
our prayers,
absolutely.
You know, hit like
absolutely.
Arrows to his heart, so we're always praying, you know, and
good
all
point.
Day. It's like keeping him company, consoling him, praying, you know, and giving him souls. That's, and this radio show is the biggest blessing right now in my life because of the love and because we're reaching others, et cetera, et cetera.
And I
so
think sometimes, Pat, Leah, what do you think? Do you think sometimes rest in the Lord, you're tuning into him more rather than just being so busy? Sometimes you can be so busy doing things, Lord, you can miss him, you know, but resting in him is, what do you think, Leah?
Yeah, I think that is true. I think that's when you start to miss him, and that's when things start to get more chaotic in your life, if you notice, where you're separated and you're just like, I don't understand what's going on, because you got so busy you took your eyes off of him. And
right.
then it's like it creates a weak spot, and the enemy takes advantage of that, and he just tries to open up that gap of distance between you, because you were so busy thinking that what you were doing would make him happy,
mm-hmm.
forget that the only thing that makes him happy is your love.
Oh, man, that's true. So true, Leah, huh? You get so caught up that some people are so caught up to run around. I've seen a lot of people in the church that got these huge, humongous ministries, but they got no time for the Lord. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa, you know, and they're racking up all this stuff, but they've got no time. Sometimes God just wants the quiet time and stuff, you know? Is Tana on the line today? Tana, are you there? I think Judy said, I don't know if Judy said she was or wasn't on the line today.
I'm here. Hi,
sweetie. Love you
hey,
too,
Tana.
Baby.
You're like, Tana, we heard that you and Christine are forming a team and you're going to have your own radio station because you're getting so famous in the morning times, and you're like, you're kind of like thinking you're going to break away from us, and we just want to know, we want to keep you part of RCC because we love you girls. You did a great job, by the way. Everyone said you did, like, this awesome job. Tell us about the morning show a little bit. What happened? What went down?
Let me say, being a host is, or a bouncer is kind of stressful if you don't have callers.
Okay.
Especially if you're not with, we weren't blessed with the gift of gab by talking to yourself.
Yeah.
I had wonderful callers today. Thank you, Stacey and Christine and Pat and Carol.
That's
and
cool.
Chris Slaughter, thank you all. Without you, you're the bride, and that's what the show is about, the bride. I was just, like, you know, in charge of the buttons to let you all on the phone, which that was the easy part. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was, yeah, no, yeah. My girls, it was all girls. Oh, and Block. Block called in, too. Thank you, Block.
Well,
yeah, Block here comes with me.
Thank you.
Block,
girl on
Block.
The Block.
My girls
yeah.
in Block.
Blah's, yeah, your girls in Block. Block's popular. He's like,
oh. Yeah, so it's fun. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was good.
Did you do worship? Did you do worship in the morning too?
We did everything.
You did? So cool. Do you feel the Lord's power in the morning?
Amen.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh yes, it was
when
a good
Pat's
show.
Here, we can always feel God's power because Pat brings
oh,
it.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah,
I love
true.
You all. You know the mommy
we
here.
Can.
Lots of hugs and kisses. No, it was a very good show. You girls did great. Girls did great. You
it
know,
really helps
it flows.
Yeah. Ahead,
it flows because of the love and because we're family and because we're comfortable talking and we want to bring God forth. So it flows. It's always going to flow. The Holy Spirit will guide everything. Always.
Amen.
And we have all the love. So there you go. You got a nice show.
And I don't think, Tana, you guys don't realize, these girls don't realize how much it helps RCC. It really helps us because it brings a whole new element into RCC, and it keeps it, you know, interesting, and, you know, a lot of people, different people can relate when different people are talking, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so you guys are like a powerhouse, you and Christine. I thought, Christine told me I was her BFF, best friend for life, but I don't know, now it sounds like you are.
Girls rock.
Girls rock. That's what
yep.
we call the morning show, Girls Rock.
That, yeah, that's a good one.
Christine, you like that? The girls rock?
Yeah, I love my girls. They're my sisters. We're best friends and sisters. We're family.
Yeah.
Amen.
And we rock.
Well, it's a cool dynamic because you've got Pat who has – Pat has that major feeling energy, and she can bring in God's power. You can just feel it around her, and it kind of fills up the place. She can really bring God's energy into the place. And you've got Tana who's really smart, and can Tana brings in, like – words of knowledge. She's got the gift of knowledge. So it brings in words of knowledge from God. And you've got Christine, who's got her visions and stuff. So Christine's bringing, like, visions and stimulating that kind of gifting. So you've got knowledge and visions and the love of God all through the three of them. That's how I see it when I look into the spirit realm.
And Carol. Yeah, Stacey.
And you've got Stacey and Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're powerful. Powerful warrior brides. Yes, Carol and Stacey are off the charts.
Carol's
they are off the charts, honey. Oh, they are off the charts, those two.
Yeah. Everybody really hears from God. I got to tell you that even from hearing yesterday from my husband, like, you guys really nailed it. Like, you don't know him. Like, I know I call in and you can maybe, like, read some stuff from me or whatever, but, like, I know you don't know him, and, like, those were direct messages from the Lord. Like,
amazing.
I was, like, sitting there listening and being like, they are nailing it. They don't even know him, and this is exactly, like, precise. So, like, for me, it's just edifying that, like, we are united in Christ and
amen.
That we don't look at each other's, like,
amen.
Oh, this person's better or, oh, they
amen.
Have that or whatever. It's like we all need each other.
Not.
And we, like, encourage and uplift the other person to share, and that's what I love because, like, you don't find that out. Like, you don't really find that. I don't anyway.
No.
But.
Well, most, Leah, like we were saying too, Carol's got that prophecy, and Leah's got that direct line. Leah hears from God. I always hear the word hear. She hears from God. Like, her ears, like Laura was always telling me, is communicating a lot. But I try to encourage everyone to open their gifts. I want everyone opening their gifts and building each other up and then letting God flow through like one body. It's like a, when you have your gifts, it's like a, like the Lord's showing me right now in a vision, it's like a puzzle. So when you are gifting, you start becoming very unique and special in God's kingdom as part of the body, and you're like a puzzle piece. And then someone around you fits into your puzzle piece because they've got the opposite gifts or something. You know, it becomes like this. Otherwise, it's just, you know, everybody's kind of flat. The Lord wants us to be unique until we can help each other. And then, again, as a body, we start gifting to help the sinners and all that stuff too, you know.
Sure.
But Christine's right. I mean, if Aaron had gone on and nobody was gifted from God, they would know nothing. I mean, you'd be, like, guessing. You'd be, like, so far off. You'd be like, well, that's crazy. But instead, everybody was, God just was, like, speaking directly through everyone, saying, here's what I want them to know. I'm watching. Like, the Lord's telling me right now that he's watching Aaron all the time, keeping his eye on him because he loves him. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Pat, you were going to share something, Sugar Plum. What was it?
Listen, Christine. I sent over to Luco the message. If you want me to read it again, I have it right here. It's just very quick if he wants to hear it again. But I sent it over, so Luco can easily send it on to you. I don't have your email, so it's up to you. But I do have a word for Roman as well. But it's up to you. If he wanted to hear that again, I'm more than happy to read it. But, you know,
why don't you read Aaron? One more time.
Okay. Yeah. Is Aaron listening? Christine,
love.
Is she there?
Can you
probably
hear me?
There,
yes, Christine.
I mute myself
again.
So you guys can't hear the kids.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay.
I have Aaron's message that I had last night, so I can read it again to him if he'd like to hear
please.
It.
Yeah, sure. Babe?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Oh, you might hear some kids in the background.
That doesn't
it's
matter.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
No.
I just want to give you the word that she got last night.
Oh, okay. Where's Pat? Hi, Pat.
Okay. Faithful lover of my heart, know I have great plans for you. You are faithful, and I love you. You are mine, no doubts. Full steam, full trust, and full steam ahead. My faithful son, I love you. You're Jesus.
Wow.
So I sent that to Luco,
awesome.
So he can give it over to you. Okay,
Luca,
so
please get it to him as soon as possible.
Yeah,
you sound like my mom. Your mannerisms and the way you talk and the way you interject is totally my mom, and
so
hard because every time you're on the phone, like Christine and I are just like, oh my gosh, your mom is on the phone again. And it's just funny. So Thanks, thanks for being my
on everybody's mom. On everybody's mom.
Yay. All right, thank you.
All right, honey. We
good.
Love you.
I think I told you that once before, right, Pat?
Yes, you did. That's one. Yes. Well, yay. It'll be interesting when we're in heaven together. I'm going to look at each other and go, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about Roman?
Yeah. It's got that wonderful comforting energy. Your energy is so comforting, Pat.
It's for everybody.
So gonna...
It's a gift. It's a gift to everybody. Whatever God gives me, I'll give it to y'all. You know,
it's so wonderful.
That's my Texas and me. Y'all, yeah, how y'all doing?
It's
that's
so comfortable.
That's that in me. Okay, you want Romans? What
so
I have for Romans? Okay, my son, how you please me. I know your heart is always in my heart, and you wish always to do my will and please me. My son, I will bless you and keep you. My face will shine upon you and be gracious to you. I lift my countenance upon you, and I will always give you peace. And that's from Numbers 6:24-26. I love you, you're Jesus. That's for Roman.
Wow. Wow. Why don't we do a worship song right now, and then when we come back, then we'll hit it hard on Roman.
Sure.
We'll do a telephone on Roman, okay?
Sounds good.
I just told Judy to play a song for us, and then we'll come back and we'll
continue doing Roman, yeah.
Yeah, because we've got some good stuff for him. I just know the Lord's going to...
Yeah, I'll go ahead and play a song for him. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
That was awesome. I was just praising the Lord the whole time. That was so cool.
Beautiful.
That was great. Did you, Leah, did you like that? Did you like that song? Leah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I always put myself on mute. Yes, I did like that.
You like the song?
That was definitely helpful. Yeah.
No.
I've heard it. We sing that song at my church for worship.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm gonna talk on the speakerphone real quick because Tana sent me a message to give. Okay, she said also on this morning show, Chris from Ohio read something that Brother Todd posted about all the significant events that happened on April 17th in the Bible. So I guess that was really Chris from Ohio read something that Todd posted about all the events on April 17th. That sounds really interesting. I wonder what they posted. It sounds interesting. And then, okay, we'll talk about that was cool. Yeah, I like that song. Christine's got a couple of Christian songs that she sent me that I just love. And I like a lot of trance music, though, for myself. Like, I do listen to some Christian songs, but I like the music. It doesn't usually have a lot of words, but it's very trancey. I don't know if I...
Yeah, you and I are both like that.
Yeah, God, Christine, you sent that song. I was like, oh my God, took me back. It's like so great. I mean, just totally love it. Allows me to soar. Like, Christine and I used to listen to that music, both of us. And you know, like in my party days, I listened to it, but not anymore. But now I listen to it. It makes my spirit soar because it's such beautiful music. They have orchestra in the background, and they have different emotion. There's so much emotion in that trance music. Oh man, it picks your spirit up and you soar. And then if you can praise the Lord while you're doing it, you just can, like, I just soar with the Lord. Sometimes I feel his energy so much when I get messages and stuff, just feel him so much. You liked it too, huh, Christine?
I love it. I used to not be able to listen to it when I was first, like, saved, because I came out of, like, you know, just my sins and everything like that. But then, like, it was just, like, one day I just kind of clicked on them. I was like, oh, I want to go back a little bit. And the Lord started showing me him and I in those songs. And so I was able to embrace them. And then, you know, like, years later now, like, Judy starts talking about that, too. Like, oh, look in the songs. Like, you know, God has another message, you know, in like, they're multi-layered or whatever, you know. And if you think a song is, like, evil or, you know, whatever it is. And so again, that's a process that I feel like the Holy Spirit has to bring you to, you know. You, like, you can't force that, you know. For me, like, if I listened to it back too soon, there were still feelings and emotions attached with memories. But now the memories are of redemption and what the Lord brought me out of and brought me to him. So I'm able to go back and listen to those songs and just be free in them now.
Isn't it great, Christine? Like, you can just soar with that music. Oh, man, I just soar with it. I could feel, like, God's presence all over me. I just, like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when I'm going to be in heaven, because there's going to be the most beautiful music in heaven that lifts your whole, all your senses, like, your feeling and seeing and hearing. It's going to, like, bring energy to every part of your body and your senses. So when I listen to the trance music, I feel just so... I feel like I'm flying, like I'm just soaring through it, and I can actually go into the spirit realm with the Lord so much better when I listen to it. And that's why they call it trance music, you know. And you know what we're talking about, Pat, that kind of music, so beautiful. It's got orchestras in it, and it's got all kinds of, like, different, and Pat has sent some great songs to me as well. You have great music, Pat, too, that you listen to.
I send love songs to Jesus.
What do you listen to? How do you find all your songs, Pat? Or you just have your favorites?
On the YouTube. I put all the different artists on, and I'll find songs that, you know, maybe a little more personal that I sing to him or listen to him. You know, and it's being the bride.
Pat's songs make me cry. I think she's got that. Pat's a feeler. So her songs, you got to grab the tissue box, and they just, like, open your heart. They're so wonderful. I love that.
Oh, yeah, but I got to call you out, Keith. I gotta call you out.
Going
because
down,
he sends me Dreamweaver, but he's never even seen Wayne's World. Okay? He's never seen Wayne's World. And I'm like, you can't listen to that song and not ever have seen Wayne's World.
No, it's the original 70s song, that Dreamweaver song. I think he's on drugs.
Hey,
in the song.
I've not heard it. I've not heard it.
Yeah, you heard it.
Dreamweaver, somebody back me up with Wayne's World, please. It's from back
forget
in the
Forget the Wayne's
day,
World. No.
Yes, Wayne's World, yes. I'll back you up. Wayne's World, yes.
Thank
Leah,
you. He sent me Dreamweaver, and I'm like, oh, it totally reminds me of Wayne's World. He's like, what? I'm like, wait a minute. And then he asked me another question after that that was unrelated, and I'm like, I'm sorry, Keith. I can't move on. You haven't seen Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Yeah, we're not into that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Wayne's World, but I'm trying to think of
you know that song Dreamweaver. You remember
from the probably do, but I can't.
Dreamweaver. I believe you can get me through the night.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
That was
a
while ago.
Well,
I probably, if I saw it, I do know it. I'm sure I do, but I just haven't listened to it in eons.
That song was powerful. I think in the 70s he was on, basically I think he did a lot of drugs. He was on heroin or drugs, and it's kind of about getting, you know, making it through the morning, being up all night. But, you know, it's kind of like you can feel like you're on drugs when you're with God, too. Like, you could just take shit to new heights, you know.
Especially mushrooms, huh?
Well, it gives you, you know, there's many ways. Sometimes the most powerful people for the Lord are the ones that ex-drug people, because they're always looking for a high, and God is their new high. I always say, if you're not getting high on God, you're getting high on something else, whether it be alcohol, drugs, sex, or whatever. You pick your poison in the world, you pick your idol, and that's why these people that are passionate
in life.
He's
still talking to you. He's still talking
right, exactly,
to you no matter
Pat.
What.
You got it, Pat. Yeah,
he's still talking. He's
I
trying
can agree
to get
with
you.
That. I could totally agree with that, Keith, because I mean, from what my addictions were and things like that, I mean, not necessarily drugs in the sense of, like, drugs, but, like, drugs of choice, you know, of, like, idolatry stuff. And yeah, now I feel like I have a very mystical relationship with the Lord going back to what you were saying about when we weren't like maybe living for the Lord and everything like that, but we love that music. Like, I feel like there's a part, you know, we're creating God's image. There's a piece of everybody that desires him. You know what I'm saying? They just don't know it yet. And we were desiring that freedom in Christ. He was pursuing us then.
Yep.
And you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'm putting the, like, I could see that now, you know?
Yes,
it's true,
definitely.
When I look at people's lives, because, you know, I can see into their spirit, and so can you, Christine, I look at people, when I walk around the society and I see people, I'm always looking at what is their fix, because everyone's got it. Oh, I'm obsessed with sports team, that's all I think about. Oh, I'm obsessed with piano and music, that's all I think about. I'm going to be, you know, I'm an actress, that's all I think about, that's all I do. You know, everyone's got their passion, or I call it their poison, whatever it is, and the reality is, you know, they're getting high off of it because it keeps them stimulated and going. And all they're really doing, the problem is, you know, it's great that God blessed us with talents, that we can have, you know, special skills that we love to do. Maybe people are into, you know, people get into the racetrack and they pet on horses all day long, they're obsessed with that. God gives you special, wonderful things, but he wants you obsessed with him, you know.
Yes.
So, because those things die. When you die, those die with you. With God, you keep going. You go over the hill and you go right up. You see what I'm saying? So,
we all have a God vacuum, and only God can fill it.
Yep,
we try to fill it with everything else, you know.
Yep.
But even he's so merciful that even through all that, he's still pursuing you. He still
Good
is.
Good point, God.
Yeah,
I know God's like saying, while you're doing your drugs, or while you're doing your socialite, LAS or socialite parties, or, you know, you're going in circles, but I'm watching you until you come back to me. You know what I mean? God's like watching, you know.
Yeah, he'd give you every opportunity, even through all that, to return. I mean,
he never gives up. It doesn't give up, and that's what's so amazing about him, you know. So let's do Roman needs some telephone.
I just read mine, so you got mine already.
Yeah. I got a few words for him. Roman,
can we talk
buddy.
About how much we love him first? I love Roman.
We love you.
Roman.
I know that you just became Facebook friends with me, and I love you. I can see
what
your
What do you mean,
Christine? Now.
He said he just became Facebook friends with you. I thought I was his best friend on Facebook. Well, okay. Glad I found that out. All right, Roman. Gosh, I thought I had all these friends, and I was like, okay.
No, you do.
Okay.
Christine, we love everybody.
Christine said that we were like BFFs. She was implying it. I'm like, okay. Turns out Tana's her BFF.
And then Keith thinks that I'm like sending him, like, if I get a message, like,
know,
he's like,
so
oh, you're sending it to more people than just me.
Yeah. I felt so special. I thought she would send it to me. It turns out she sends it to like 100 people. I'm just, my name's bottom of the list. okay, great. Thank
you. We're all one.
I know. I just thought that I was more special than her, Pat. That was all.
Hey, I sent it to you first. How about that? I sent it to you first. How about that?
Okay.
Judy may
Thank
be
you.
First, actually, a couple times, but if I'm really honest. But it's usually the running is you and Judy first.
Okay. Well, me first, Judy second. Okay, let's do priorities.
That works.
I'm CEO. Okay. Judy's on the couch eating her chips or whatever. So I'm there on the computer
ice
ready
cream.
To read it. Ice cream. Yeah, she's eating her ice cream, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell
her.
Us what you got on, Christine. What's, well, let me read Tana's first, and then you guys can go.
Okay.
I'm on speakerphone so I can read it from my phone text. Okay. Okay, Roman, this one's for you. Tana said, I have to go back on the set, but this is for Roman. My warrior, this is from the Lord. My warrior son, I love you. You please me greatly. Your faith knows no bounds. Your treasures are many in heaven. I love you. You please me. Your faith knows no bounds. Your treasures are many in heaven. Okay, Christine, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay, Roman, brother, I usually get words, like an actual word, and then I'll look it up on dictionary.com because it'll give me, like, some other insight into what that word is. And I know that we've played telephone on you before, and I always get warrior, and I always get just, you know, like something about, like, a knight, and like, K-N-I-G-H-T, knight. And this time I got chivalrous, and so I looked it up, and chivalry is, here it says, a group of knights, gallant warriors or gentlemen. That was the other word I got for you, that even though you're a warrior, and this I think is a beautiful balance that only God can give, you are gentle too. You're gentle and meek, and that is strength. That is controlled strength. That is soft strength. That is straight from the Lord, Roman. I got another word for you, which is hospitable, and it says receiving or treating guests or strangers warmly and generously. And
wow.
I know that when I've been down, you've nice. Personally messaged me and everything like that, even when you didn't really know me and stuff. And so these are just, I hope that you're receiving them, because these are the words I got. And I got endearing. Endearing means tending to make others feel loved and evoking affection.
Wow.
Great.
Is anybody online on the phone here that's on the chat room? Can you see Roman in there chatting? Or Leah, are you on the chat room? Any Pat, Christine, anyone in the
no,
chat room?
No, you know
well,
I'm, not.
I'm
no,
not.
Sorry, I'm not on
no.
the chat room.
It takes 5 months to get into that darn thing. That thing's ridiculous.
Thank you.
It's ridiculous. Dude, he's like, oh, you can get in the chat so easy. They like spend like all night. The wee hours, and we still haven't gotten on the darn thing.
No,
regarded.
I can't get on. I can't get on.
You know,
I have all the stuff, and I can't get on.
It took Joe like 3 months, okay? It's like, come on, you know.
No,
that was great, Christine, about Roman. That
beautiful.
Was wonderful. Leah,
that
do you have anything for – Leah, you got anything for Roman?
Yeah, I have something for him, but it's a particularly long word. And one of the longer ones that I've probably one of the longest ones I've gotten for somebody on telephone. So. But I'm in
okay,
chat.
Sugar. Well, Sugar, go ahead and read it.
All right.
The longer,
says,
hey,
Roman.
Yeah, longer,
mm-hmm.
longer the better, okay? Because Roman has blessed us so much. I mean, we could spend
Amen.
The rest of the show reading a letter, because that's how awesome
Amen.
Roman
Amen.
Is.
Amen.
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 Okay. Well, good, because Roman, like I said, Roman's special. So, it says, Roman, my son, you are such a gift to the world. Your faith is so great, it moves mountains and brings tears of joy to my eyes. All I require is a heart full of love, a heart that chooses me and chooses to believe in me. Faith is all it takes, because it takes love to have faith, and you, my son, my friend, are full of both. You have believed when the world has told you not to. The world has called you a fool and scoffed at you, all because of my name, because you love me and you trust in me. You have passed the test because you have been rewarded with such strength and favor. You fight hard to win others when there is no need, because all has been done and your prayers have been heard.
You know the right thing to do is use your sword, which is the word. You come to me in petition and prayer on behalf of others. This will be rewarded, for your heart is for the multitude, the elect. You are my warrior on earth. I have given you power and given angels charge over you because I knew from the foundation of the earth how you would use these gifts and favor. You have used it wisely and correctly. You live for me and let my love, forgiveness, and power flow through you like a burning light for all the world to see. You glisten so beautifully, so full of love, such a kind heart that is so brave. But you have been hurt, and you have had your trials, but you have faithfully endured. You have been refined and perfected in the righteous blood of Jesus Christ, the Word, the truth, and the light. In you there is no darkness, because I live within you, and through you I love you, and my love surrounds you, and will carry you through until you meet me in my glory face to face. I will continue to reward you, for you have been redeemed. You are a beautiful song. Keep playing your tune, your beautiful melody called love.
Wow.
Beautiful.
There you go, Roman. Wow.
I know, Roman's a sweetie. Like, I'll say what I'm getting. The Lord shows me so many things about Roman. First of all, Roman, you have so much faith. I mean, like, I just learned, like, what real faith is, like, a couple months ago. I thought I had it 3 years ago, and you know, it's like real, like, faith that's just unwavering, right? Roman's got the faith, but he says things on Facebook to me that are like, I can see, like, the energy of what faith looks like in the spirit realm. It's one of my things I've noticed now. And when I look at him, like, all faith, like, he's just unshakable. He's like, you're healed, Keith, that's it, or you're this, or you're that. And he has no wavering. He's so strong. God has given him just incredible faith, and that's a gift. God gives some people the gift of faith. So, Roman, God has given you the gift of faith because you've been so loyal to him. Roman, you're like a little powerhouse. I mean, you're definitely a warrior. You're just a powerhouse of energy and strength. God always shows me that you're like different textures and colors. In other words, you're good in different environments, going different places around different people. You're like, he told me you're a wild card, you know, and he can use you in different situations, quick here, or talk to this person or work with that person because you can. You're like a wild card. You can change your colors and you can get along with different people and help all different kinds of people. He said you have this spontaneity about you, the impulsiveness that he needs. Sometimes he needs you to do something now quickly with this person, and you can immediately tune into that person and, bam, give them what God's trying to say. So God uses you as a special tool for him, your special child to him. That he's like, okay, I need to get this done. And this is a difficult situation. I'm going to call Roman. Boom. You know, and you're really good at it. We'd love to have you talk on the radio anytime you want to. We did tell Luca he wasn't allowed because he wasn't 21, but you're always allowed, Roman, talk on the radio. I'd love to have you on. Anytime, seriously, you want to call in, we'd love to have you. But we do love you in the chat room as well. So, but God was just telling me that, you know, you're doing great things for him. He's super proud of you, and you will have great rewards in heaven. And I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you helping me on Facebook all the time. Sometimes I need that little boost, and I just know that if I text you, you know, boom, I'm going to get it from you and feel so good. You're just, and thank you for all the energy you put out to help RCC. We really appreciate it. And that's what I got to say.
Oh, beautiful. We should all send him a phone card so he can call in for 5 minutes.
I know. Luca, if you're listening to us out there, make sure you type up that thing for Aaron and also get a phone card for Roman, thank you. He's our secretary, so we just, if you got something to do, just tell him. He'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love
make
to
make a rush
Roman
on it. Yeah. Pat, did you share with about Roman?
Oh, yes. I had read before. My son,
oh, that's right.
How You Please Me. Yeah. So I read that already.
And Leah shared, and I don't think anyone else. Is anyone else on the line besides our little group here, Christine? You shared too, right, about Roman? I forget who shared. I think she did.
That was good. That was good. Praise God. Was everybody worshiping? Pat, you there?
Yeah, I'm
your...
here.
That's cool. Leah, you still there? Christine?
Yeah,
Lauren?
I'm still here.
Cool. Leah, do you want to say a prayer real quick for... Kenneth wasn't feeling good in the chat room. So maybe say a quick healing prayer for him and throw Pat's sister in and throw me in there too.
Okay. You said Kenneth?
Yeah, Kenneth from the chat. I guess he was saying he was having a bad day. He wasn't feeling good. And then I think Pat's sister still needs it. Right, Pat?
Yeah, she could still use prayer. And my Coco Beanie Pops, my little doggie.
Okay.
She doesn't have to have surgery.
Okay. Well, let's pray for her then. Good.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now and we thank you for the day. We thank you for waking each and every one of us up today and just giving us life, purpose, forgiveness, and most of all, love. Father God, we just come to you now and we just ask for your healing. We ask for that complete and total healing of your love and your forgiveness on each and every one of their bodies, on Kenneth and whatever is going on with him. Father God, you know all things that are going on in each and every one of our lives, Father God. So we just lift up Kenneth and we ask for a complete healing of him, mind, body, and soul. Father, we ask for healing for Pat and for Keith and for all of the members of RCC and their families, their pets, you know, little Coco, and, you know, Pat's sister, and any of us who need healing, Father God, we call that down, and we know that you have already done it. You suffered on the cross so that we wouldn't have to live with any sickness or disease, Father God, and we just call it forth to be manifested in us right now, Father, and we thank you, and we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you, Lee. That was a really good prayer. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Pat, tell us how much you love Jesus.
Oh, beyond words. I can't wait. I cry every day to be with him. It's incredible.
Can you read one of your thingamajigs?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
this
cool.
is really good, guys.
Thank you.
You're going to love you. Here we go. My little girl, nothing exists but your Christ. Then could anything keep your heart from me? Could you yield it to a mere nothing? Don't you feel that since I am all perfections, I should attract you right to the very inmost depth of your being created for immortal beauty? Unwind yourself from yourself. Fall in love with your God, this glorious reality. And if you are in love with him, you will think about him more often. It is this remembrance of me that I want in you, this desire to please me, this fear that people offend me, this joy in my kingdom. I want to reign over each one of you. Keep your heart yielded, not by force, but by love that fuses two wills. Learn to meet me the livelong day. And can you meet me without greeting me with love? When a lonely stranger travels through a distant country, he sometimes finds it painful not to see an affectionate recognition anywhere, but to go on his way as one among the dead. I am the stranger. When no remembrance of me passes across your souls, when they are sealed and lifeless, but I call you by events, some by circumstances. That's chance, they say. Who will say that is he?
That's beautiful. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like someone's calling on 802. Hello, 802. Welcome.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Keith. I actually
sent you
family. Yay. I wanted to call and just say, Keith, you're doing such a great job tonight. I'm just relaxing and laying back and listening and just Wow, thank you, brother.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was hoping we could all do communion together tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something we can do in a little bit, Keith, sometime in the next 15 minutes?
We should do it now since it's almost over, only 15 minutes left. Is Keith still there? Are you doing okay, Keith? Did we lose Keith? He seems like he's here.
I'm here. Joe, thank you so much. Oh. The communion. I had on mute on accident. I'm sorry.
I do that all the time. So we're good.
I was cooking some. So. Go ahead, Joe. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, I'll do it. Okay. At the Last Supper, the Lord said to do this in remembrance of him. He's taking the Eucharist. He prayed over the bread and he broke it. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. After the meal, he did likewise with the cup, saying, this represents the new kingdom by virtue of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. Every time we do this, we proclaim the coming of our Lord and thank him for his sacrifice for us.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah, and then Joe, you were saying too, right, the Passover was Passover is when the Lord did the communion, right?
The Hebrew date was Niacin 14.
Okay.
And Hebrew days go from sundown to sundown, and that fell on a blood moon this year.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
So yeah, I was like,
yeah,
rowdy, but we're still here. But it's okay.
I know. But Passover's not over with, right? Doesn't it? I think it goes till Sunday, so we can still
get
translated.
Like eight crazy nights of Hanukkah, but 8 days of Passover. So yeah, it's definitely not over yet. And Easter is on Sunday.
Yeah, Easter too. See, there's so many things going on. Oh
my God.
Some place where I've never been before. That was cheerful.
Yeah, and I were dancing to that one. We liked that one.
I was dancing with Jesus, hey.
Praise God. I know.
I can picture him, especially down by the beach and with the little kids, and we make our arms like a bridge, and he's not even looking at me. He's looking at all the kids, and they're going to the bridge, you know, and they're doing this little dance, you know. So cute.
So cool.
Oh, I see these sweet things, really. He's so
Leah,
much fun.
Leah, you there? Is Leah and Christine still on? Still got them on there? Joe's on, I think. Christine and Leah. Well, you know what? We're going to do a little, I want to do a little praise session because I kind of love, I know it sounds, I like that when we do that. I like when everyone, we're going to do a couple minutes of just praise where everyone praises Jesus out loud at the same time. I love doing that. So, Pat,
that's awesome. And Keith, I just wanted to tell you, Christine wanted me to tell you, she said, tell Keith that I had to go. So I she had to get going to do some family stuff. So
you
have Leah, Pat. I know, right?
Yeah,
Leah,
okay.
Pat, and Joe, and me and you are on the line. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, Christy, next time, honey, you're not allowed to leave, okay? That's like one of the rules I have. You've got to stay on the whole time, okay? I'm the CEO, and so I'm just saying. That's all. Let's do a praise session where we all praise for a couple of minutes at the same time. And someone wants to speak in tongues, that would be great, too, and all that, okay? Let's do it. Praise you, Lord. Praise you,
Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Praise you. I praise you. I praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Pat, speak in tongues for us.
Oh, that I kind of do that privately.
All right.
Sorry. Well, I guess I'm kind of shy with that. No, but I'll, you know, Jesus, we just bless and praise you. We love you.
Yes.
We just thank you,
Lord,
so much for you just
praise
being
you,
so you and loving us who are so us. And we just,
praise
we
you,
thank
Father
you.
God.
And we just thank you and thank you and thank you for everything, for your great
appreciate
gift
you.
Of creation. And even though we go through trials and everything, you know, once we're into just having such a relationship with you, everything makes sense really to us, and we can deal with everything, and we can see your love and everything that,
you
know, happens to us. If we're looking for that love, it's there. So we praise and bless you to the highest, Jesus, for your creation, for your goodness.
Amen.
We praise you for your goodness.
Praise
Sacred
you,
Heart of Jesus, just embrace the whole world in your love and have mercy on us, and thank you for your love. We love you. Amen.
We ask, Holy Spirit, that you strengthen your energy in all of the body right now. Holy Spirit, rise up in all of us, Holy Spirit, and strengthen us. Strengthen us. Overflow us. Fill us up and overflow us, Holy Spirit. Allow us to be totally filled with everyone in the bride right now listening on the radio and in the chat room. We ask the Holy Spirit to fill us up. Just overflow us so we feel the power. Lord, we want to feel your power echo through this place. We want to feel your power well up inside of us. We want to open our gifts of knowledge, Lord, our gifts of wisdom, our gifts of discernment, Lord. Open up all our gifts. Allow us to feel your power and your presence and your love. Lord, bring in your love. We want the love in every one of our hearts. Allow us to feel your love inside of us. Make us feel so good, so special, so blessed, Lord. We thank you. Overflow us with your love, Lord. Overflow us with your love. More and more and more. More and more and more. Allow RCC, Lord, to be a light echoing throughout the world that everyone can see the light. Everywhere they go, they can feel it, Lord. And they're going to be drawn like a magnet to RCC, Lord. We want 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 people that's into RCC, Lord. We want to spread this throughout the world, Lord. We want to bless everyone and continue to bless us, Lord, so we can bless them even more. We thank you for everyone that was on today, everybody in the chat room, Roman, all the people in the chat room, Kenneth, and we thank you, Lord, for the people on the air, Luca and Pat, Leah, Christine, and Tana. We thank you, Lord, for being there for us, and we're with all these are our brothers and sisters, Lord, so we're with each other all the time in spirit as well. That was fun. Thanks, Pat, for doing that. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's one more beautiful thing here. I'm going to say the word we instead of I. Lord, we thirst for you. There is no one else who satisfies our souls. We long for you like the deer panting for the water now. We wait for you. Take us to your courts of glory. Fall upon us, Lord. Give us strength to help us stand in this dry and weary land. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living water flow to us again, we pray. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place.
Love that. Amen. I love that. And yeah, you could read that all day long. maybe that was great, Pat. That was awesome.
What is that noise?
I want you to want me.
Love it. All right.
My man.
There's a song that I sing to our Lord. I call it my Gethsemane song, and you might take a little courage to play it over the air, but it's Celine Dion's If That's What It Takes. You have to hear this song. And just picture yourself. I picture myself in Gethsemane singing that song to him. You got to hear it. It's very, very tender, and it's very personal, and it's very wow. It's like what he wants to hear. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wish someone would play it. And just picture yourself, and you're just pouring your heart out to him that you're consoling him. Yeah.
I know. You never can get enough of that. You never get enough of the Lord's energy. It's like you become like, it's like a drug. You can get addicted to it. You do.
It's being in love with him. It's being the bride.
That's
being
what the whole bride is
about.
Like. Basically, the whole bride is like always searching after. They're always basically trying to pull down God's power, his energy, his love. Basically.
But I, if you played that song, wow. I mean, you'd see what I mean.
Wow.
You know, it's very deep. It's very personal, but it's perfect. It's just you're just pouring your heart out to him to console him and just tell him how you would be for him. And it's you gotta hear it. It's it's incredible.
Amen, Pat. Hey, I just want to say 60 seconds left. I want to thank Keith so much for being so sweet to help us all. And I want to also welcome Susie to the chat room. She bumped in the chat room.
Love
you,
Susie.
Guys, Spirit and the Bride say,
come get us, Lord. We love you, Lord. Come get us.
Yes.
Love you, Pat.
Love everybody.
Love you, everybody. Love you, Roman.
Roman, you're so blessed.
Love you, Luca. Love you, Christine and Aaron. We love you.
Everybody
in the chat room. Everybody that's calling in, that's listening. We love you. And please feel free to call in anytime you want. We'd love to hear you talk on the radio and share with us.
Yes. Yes.
We love you, Lord. Love you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
Love you, Lord.
For
our family.
We hope that all services are canceled tomorrow due to the translation. If not, we'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm all for that.
Amen.